The same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Thursday, that is 30th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. For today, we choose verse 124 of chapter Al-Baqarah to listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa idh batala Ibrahim rabbuhu bikalimatin fa'atammahun. قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And mention, O Muhammad, when Abraham was tried by his Lord with commands and he fulfilled them. Allah said, indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Abraham said, and of my descendants? Allah said, my covenant does not include the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imamate, in fact, is the position of presenting the aims of religion practically, and guidance is attaining the ideal, not merely showing the way. Besides that, imamate includes divine guidance too. It means the innate quality of the imam's spiritual influence and the attracting glow of his pureness, encompassing, deeply touching, and truly affecting the realm of receptive people's heart, which results in their spiritual guidance. From this viewpoint, an imam is just like the sun that with its life-giving light fosters and gives vitality to all living creatures. Today, it's better to learn more about Imam Hussein's virtues. For Imam Hussein, nothing was more important than Allah's satisfaction and reviving the true teachings and peaceful message of Islam in the corrupt society of his time. He was courageous for the right case. Neither was he after usurping the throne, nor manipulating people for his own sake. It takes courage and spiritual strength to endure the pain of losing your beloved ones. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, lost many of his family members and friends in the Battle of Karbala, including his brother and two of his sons. However, while he felt a deep pain in his heart, he never lost his control and power of reason, and he never regretted his action, nor doubted his cause. He was sure that what he did was for the sake of Allah's satisfaction, and his movement will forever inspire those who are seeking right.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now let's talk about the munificence and generosity of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. It is related that one day Lady Fatima al-Zahra salam alayha took her sons, Imam al-Hassan and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, to the presence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, who was seriously ill. And he later died because of it. She requested the Holy Prophet ﷺ to present to her sons something as inheritance from his attributes, to which the Prophet ﷺ replied, "As for Hassan, he shall inherit my awe and supremacy. And as for Hussein, he will inherit my generosity and valor." It is renowned that Imam Hussein ﷺ liked to serve guests and fulfill the desires of the people, and was friendly towards their relatives. He gifted the indigent and poor, gave to the needy, clothed the naked ones, fed the hungry, relieved the debts of the indebted, caressed fondly the orphans, and aided the needy ones. Whenever he received any wealth, he distributed it to the others. It is related that once, when Muawiyah went to Mecca, he presented numerous wealth and clothes to Imam alayhi salam, but he refused to accept them. This being the attribute of generous and liberal man and characteristic of the munificent, his personality bore witness to his kindness, while his speech confirmed his excellent trait, and his actions manifested his noble qualities. It should be noted that the generosity combined with the munificence and mercy is confined in the personality of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. We want to introduce him as the Universalist. Since the Imam had decided to take an attacking position against the Umayyad rule, the march on that revolutionary path, his rationale for doing so was different from a person who was in a defensive position or that of a submissive one. The position of a person who is repelling an attacker who has, for example, come to rob him of his possessions would be getting what was stolen from him and protect it. The person who is intent or taking on his rival is in a different league. He was not accept anything other than annihilating the enemy and achieving his goal, even if they got killed in the process. Imam Hussein's drive was that of upholding, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. It was the mindset of a martyr and the path he decided to walk on. He who wants his appeal to reach his community advocates the logic of the martyr.
This appeal bears a signature made with his blood. Examples of people who wanted their message to reach others abound.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyida shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya aba abdillah.
About the virtues of Imam al-Hussein and his companions, today we look at the role model for establishing justice. Like the previous episode, Imam Hussein demonstrated that although life is indeed important, there are features that outweigh physical life. As he said, death is better than losing your honor, and losing your honor is better than going to hell. The Imam knew all too well that his life would be saved and he would live a comfortable life with respect and suitable to his needs while continuing his spiritual and societal responsibilities if he pledged allegiance to Yazid. However, regarding the fact that Yazid ordered the Imam to pledge, Imam says a person like me would not pay allegiance to someone like him. A person who has dedicated his entire life in obedience to Allah by no means would pay allegiance to an oppressor like Yazid.
And Imam Zain al-Abidin, peace be upon him, when he stood before Yazid ibn Muawiyah in Sham, you've heard the story of his speech and how Yazid called on the Muezzin to cut off the speech of Imam Zain al-Abidin. When the Muezzin said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, what did Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam say? The Imam alayhi salam says, not only do I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, but every cell in my body, my blood, my flesh, my hair, my bones, they all bear witness that there is no God but Allah. The existence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created cries on al-Imam Abi Abdullah al-Hussein for that tragedy. The skies wept blood for the tragedy of al-Imam al-Hussein. And those of you who might think, how is that possible? Isn't this an exaggeration to say that the skies wept blood for the Imam alayhi salam? Well, when you refer to the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Dukhan, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala state? فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in speaking about the evil ones, the Pharaoh and his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. Then the Quran says, the skies did not weep for them. The skies did not cry for them. I ask you, if it's impossible for the skies to cry, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that the skies did not weep for the Pharaoh and his people? If it's impossible, then this would be unwise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say in the Holy Quran. If it's impossible for the skies to cry on anyone, then why did Allah say the skies did not weep for Pharaoh and his people? We have tens of narrations from the books of our Sunni brothers that tell us when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was killed, the skies wept and rained blood because of what happened to the Imam alayhi salam. This is one small glimpse of the Imam, peace be upon him. When you come to the angels of God, O believers, and how they cry for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it is nothing short of spectacular. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 4,000 special angels that every single day of our lives, they spend it next to the grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. They weep and cry day and night for the Imam alayhi salam. And you know who these angels are? And Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says these angels were the angels who were with Prophet Nuh and his ark during the flood. They were with Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was cast into the fire. They were with Prophet Musa alayhi salam when he split the sea. They were with Prophet Isa alayhi salam when Allah elevated him. And they were with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi at the Battle of Badr.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.